Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Brief Talk podcast. We have someone today who I'm very excited to have on the podcast. I've enjoyed his Instagram videos for months now and reached out and got him on the show. It is Kyle. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on here. It is so you may know Kyle from his videos. Your Instagram name is Stay Fox, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm going to have a good memory today. Yay. It's a good day. Tell everyone, if they're not familiar with your amazing Instagram page, a little about you and a little bit why you started it.
All right. So right now, if you scroll my page is mainly focused on menswear. I do have art things in there. I'm also an artist as well, so I do promote a lot of that stuff, but I also do things for other brands. I do things for hotels, but yeah, my main focus has always been, or at least recently, has been focused on menswear and style. That's just because I feel like most people reach out to me and connect with me most about that aspect of my Instagram. So I feel like I offer, you know, a service or can help somebody in that area. Cause I get so many questions about like, well, what do you wear with this? Or what do you think of this outfit that I'm wearing? Or can you give me help in this area as far as clothing goes? So I found a niche and a need there. So I'm kind of, you know, steering and heading more in that direction, which you've probably noticed and seen, but yeah, it's super fun, and I'm glad I'm doing it, and I'm glad people are responding positively to what I'm doing.
No, it's amazing. I really like your style. I like what you do, because it caught my eye that it's like, okay, you start off in underwear. You always start off in an amazing pair of underwear.
Thank you.
And then you build from there, and I'm going, you know, and you put together combinations that I'm like, you know, not having that gauging of fashion for some reason, I should be able to put this together. This is not rocket science. I know colors. I know the art side of it. I was like, right. I should be able to build something, but nope. I always look like a ragamuffin. So I'm just like, great.
Oh my gosh, stop.
So like I said, you start with a great pair of underwear, which one thing I've noticed about all your videos is you like everything. You have had thongs, you have had jocks, briefs, bikinis, boxer briefs, everything in between.
I haven't done commando yet, but I don't think Instagram or the algorithm would like that, but I think my fans would.
The fans would like it, but Instagram would not.
Correct.
So, yes, they would be highly upset because someone posted a video of them vacuuming with, they were naked and had everything covered with a little something and they still knocked it out. So I'm like,
yeah, exactly.
So yeah. So no, you don't want to do that just yet. So what makes a great pair of underwear for you? Because you released a video today with your husband, which made me smile because I'm like, oh, it's both of them. And you wore the new pink jock from Bike.
I did.
So what makes good underwear to you? What is your criteria for underwear?
So for me, and it's so funny because growing up, I grew up very conservative. So like the underwear that my mom used to buy me when I was like 10, 11 was like the Fruit of the Loom, like, you know, those briefs that everybody wears, which I'm not knocking that because I do love a good pair of briefs, but I find that there's, you can have style even in the things that you wear underneath your clothes. And a lot of people don't realize that. And a lot of people don't know how comfortable the stuff is.
Yes.
I cannot tell you how many people have reached out to me and said, I never thought about wearing thongs. Are they comfortable? And they are the most comfortable pair of underwear to me. Like, I know a lot of people are like, well, you have a piece of string up your butt. But I mean, once you get used to them, it's literally so comfortable and feels like you're not really wearing anything, which I kind of prefer. I like underwear that feels like I'm not wearing underwear, but also looks stylish. So to me, that's what makes good underwear.
Well, if it's a really good pair of underwear, you really don't feel like you're wearing anything because you don't think about it.
Right.
Because so many out there, especially guys with thongs across the spectrum, are always like, oh, but you have that string and it's always, I'm like, if you get a good thong, you're not going to pay attention to it.
Exactly.
And you can't, like, people who haven't tried it, you can't convince them. They're just like, no. And I'm going, you have to experiment and find the right one.
Yes.
Just because you try one doesn't mean it's going to fit.
Because there are underwear out there that is not comfortable at all.
Yes.
So you have to know, and I feel like that's why I like experimenting and sharing with my followers what I like to wear, because I kind of weed through those brands and those pairs that I don't care for. And those are the things that I don't share. So everything that I wear and that you see in my videos, I've tried, I wear all the time, and they're tested and true, and I stand by them 100%. So
nice. Yes, you had one classic pair that I just loved because I grew up on them, the Jockey mm-hmm. Elance bikinis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yep. Oh my goodness, I know that pair very well.
Yeah, I love bikinis.
Me too. It's like, I loved it because it was like, I love that you have underwear content, but it's also style. It's not just you're doing it for the views in underwear.
Right.
But it's more of showing people, you know, you start with the basics, what you mm-hmm. like, and then you build on top of it, which
correct.
I think is brilliant. And I don't know why no one has done this before, because I'm just like, this is awesome.
Yeah. And to me, style, I mean, I've always had my own direction. And I guess that comes from being an artist. Like, I create and do things in my head, and I never follow a trend, or I never follow, like, even in high school and stuff, I never followed like what everybody else was doing. I kind of always forged my own path as far as what I wore. And when I'm putting outfits together, I don't necessarily, like, I look at color and I look at all this, but I also experiment. I love just trying different things on. And when I get a feeling or a sense that I like something or really feel confident in a set that I've thrown together, I step back and I'm like, yeah, this is it. Mm-hmm. So those are the outfits that I share on my videos and stuff, because I put those together and I've tested them and I've worn them and I know how I feel when I wear it. It might not be everybody's cup of tea. Mm-hmm. I know I've had some comments of people like, I wouldn't put that together, or I wouldn't do this. Well, that's fine. Like, fucking don't. Like, this is me, and this is who I am, and this is what I like to do. And that's what makes me me. So either exactly. like it or don't.
Exactly. Because I think you open eyes to what guys, because not everyone's built the same. Not everyone likes the same things. But it's a good step into what can go together. What
right.
Pick out what you like, because I've seen several things that I'm like, oh no, that would look horrible on me, but you pull it off. I'm like, oh, I'm so jealous.
Thank you.
But I'm like, it's giving you ideas. It's making you think, so you don't have to do the same thing. And you do a lot of classic like looks too mm-hmm. on top of it. And you do some, like you said, that are a little bit more expressive, but it's not so over the top. Most guys would go, oh, I'm not going to do that. Oh, no.
Right.
It's crazy. But it's like everyday wear, like going out, doing something, not just, you know, mm-hmm. just doing it to go out to some fancy thing. It's like everyday wear that you can pull off. So,
and that's like, I guess my main goal, if anything, that I hope people will get from my videos and from my Instagram is to inspire them to feel more confident in themselves and their own skin, to step out of the box, to try new things, that it's okay. It's okay to put on something and be like, oh my gosh, I hate this outfit. But you know what? That's what experimenting is. That's what fashion is. And that's what own personal style is. Like, trends come and go, but your own personal style is what makes you you. And that's what makes you stand out. And that's what I want people to get from me to express in themselves.
That's what I get from you, because
thank you.
When I watch it, I'm just like, you're very confident. And we think, you know, a good pair of underwear can give you confidence because, like you mm-hmm. said, you don't feel it. You don't know it's there. A bad pair will drive you crazy all day and be like, oh, my God, what am I wearing? What is this, sandpaper? Right. What? No.
Exactly.
So when you said the whole outfit gives you more confidence, I think that is one thing I know more guys, especially myself, mm-hmm. want to have. So when I step out, I was like, you know, I look good today. I feel good. But, you know, I don't always. So I'm trying to figure out my style and what I want. So
Absolutely. And that's what it's, I mean, that's all we can do. All we can do is take it one day at a time, try and do our best. And, you know, feeling, there's something to be said about confidence and feeling confident. And I, like, you don't have to be the best looking person. You don't have to have the best body. You don't have to do this. To me, confidence, when somebody exudes that and knows that about themselves and finds it, even though they might not be the most attractive person, that is so amazing to me. And so, I don't know, it just makes me attracted and want to be around that person, because I'm like, that person's got something that I want to be around. Like, that's the energy that I want to exude to other people and to feel for me.
Yeah. Well, I think you definitely portray that in there, especially in your videos.
Thank you.
And I'm still blown away. I'm so happy you agreed to the podcast, because that was one thing. I was like, I sent an email and I'm like, hey, I'm going to come on the podcast. So, yes, you've done some work with underwear brands, I've seen on your site. So what makes you work with brands? What is the thing that makes you, either underwear or outside of that, what makes you want to work with different brands?
So I am attracted to brands. Like, brands will reach out to me and I'll go through their website, I'll go through their Instagram. And if I connect with any part of their clothing that I feel like I might can offer some benefit to somebody or even to myself and my wardrobe, I'm open to discussing collaborating with them. In regards to underwear, I've had some brands reach out to me, and there have been brands that I don't really care for. Mm-hmm. There have been, like, the comfort and the fit and stuff, it's just not right. And they, a lot of times it's usually brand new companies that haven't really gotten off the ground yet, which there's nothing wrong with that. I applaud them for that. But I feel like a lot of companies are, like, just trying to jump on the hamster wheel. And instead of really researching and experimenting and creating quality products, they just throw something out there and put, like, a catchy font and name. And it's like, oh, here we go. So, I mean, it's a whole process. And I find that when brands reach out to me, like, I like to research that brand and I like to, you know, read reviews of that brand and all this stuff. And they'll send me stuff and I'll test it out before I even post about it. Cause if it's stuff that I really don't like, I'm not going to share it. And I'll tell the brand, I'm like, I'm sorry, like, this product just isn't up to my standards. And I don't think my followers are going to really love the product. So I don't share it. So I have a lot of research and a lot of time that goes into testing brands, being a part of brands before I actually post about them.
That's awesome, though. That is so many people, especially in our influencer culture, with air quotes, don't do that. They just put out the picture and be like, here you go.
Right.
But I love when people, especially like you, research, try it, and then decide if you're going to do it. Because, you know, at that point, when you either deal with you or look at you online, you know you enjoy what you're wearing.
Right.
And everything there has your approval. And you're not worrying, like, oh, he got paid for that. So, yeah, of course.
Exactly. Because I don't want, and I've seen so many influencers do this, and I honestly kind of hate being called an influencer because when I think that, because it's such a saturated market now, I think, you know, these people that are just constantly throwing ad after ad after ad after ad. And there's, again, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's your thing, then go for it. Do it 100% with confidence. But for me, I like to be called a content creator because I like to tell a story. I like to create, you know, invoke a feeling when you look at my photos and stuff. Like, if you look through my feed and stuff, like, I kind of have a lot of moody type of stuff, and I've always been kind of drawn to that feel and vibe. So, yeah, I feel like I've, like, digressed from where I was talking about.
You're fine.
What was the question?
No, it's just how you work with brands, and I think you really covered it well because, you know, I've been on both sides of the spectrum, working with brands and being on the brand side in my previous job, and it's finding people that, you know, you connect with, that enjoy your product, but also brings them value, because it can't be one-sided one way or the other. It's got to be good for both, because I loved you did a video with Two Exists that I loved. And then also you did the pictures with the Calvin Klein white briefs with the black, which was really good. And I'm going to go,
thank you.
Oh my God, this is amazing. So, and it's just great to see, because one thing you did once was you wore a crop top with, I think, a jock. I didn't remember the underwear. I remember the crop top. And I'm going, he's wearing a crop top. I love that. And then you change into whatever you're doing. So I was like,
it's so fun, right?
I was like, he gets fun points for that, because I was not expecting that in this video. So yes, it's amazing, because I always try to imagine where you're going after you get dressed, because you never really say. So I'm like, where's he going? What's he doing today? So, But it's, some of the things you do are just, I'm just like, oh, I'm amazed. I'm just blown away with the videos.
Well, thank you.
And I can't wait to see more, because I was telling that we were having you on. And then today you posted the video with your husband. And I was like, told my friend, I was like, he's got the husband. Go watch.
It was an act of Congress to get him to do that. He was so nervous. He was like, Kyle, I don't know if I can do this. Like, you're going to, like, every 2 seconds we would shoot something. He'd be like, okay, what do I do now?
I figured.
But I thought he did really good.
He did really good. Tell him he did amazing. I was very impressed, especially with the sweater. When he put his hand up and the sweater just appeared, I was like, okay, done. I'm done now. Oh my God. But he did really well. Tell him
I thought so too. I'm going to try and get him into doing more couple stuff, because he hates like putting outfits together, like hates it. Like, he's like, how will you put something together for me?
I need a husband like that. Here, do it for me. Here, I'll wear
exactly.
So yes.
But he, like, when we go out and stuff, like, he's really good about putting his outfits together. So I don't think he gives himself enough credit.
It's just not his thing. That's what it is.
It's not.
He does it because he can, but he knows it's your thing. And he's like, well, just do it. Because I would feel much better if I had a husband be like, just pick me out something to wear. And they do. Right. And I'm just like, ooh, I feel good tonight, because my husband picked out something for me. So yes, I would, because that just made me smile this morning when I watched it. I was like, yes. And you're very cute together. So I suggest everyone go watch the video, because you will not be disappointed.
Thank you. Yeah. You get to see two butts instead of one.
Exactly. They're both in underwear. He's in the new jock from Bike. And then, you know,
like, hello, what more do you need?
It's amazing. It's amazing. And then they wear you did a really good take, not on matching, but coordinating. I'll say that. Because some things can be matchy-matchy, and you're just like, oh, hell no.
Right.
But that coordinated, and I'm just going, son of a... I was like, I would have never thought of that.
Well, I knew I wanted to do, like, more of a Valentine's Day, like, preppy style. Because here's the thing. I have so many... And this is Cameron, because he's, like, so one lane with his style and everything. Me, I am all over the spectrum. I love preppy. I love, like, 1940s. I love, like... monochromatic. I love like city urban. Like I could, my wardrobe could be like so vast, because I just love, I love trying on clothes. I love wearing different clothes. I like the way I can feel this way wearing this, but I can feel this way wearing that. Like there's just so many possibilities.
Exactly. And the other thing I like about you too is you're not like the traditional male model. You actually have a real build and look like a real guy, and not a, I don't know how tall you are, but you don't look like you're like 31 waist and skinny. Right. So you look like, you know, it's obtainable for guys who aren't the 31, 32 waist.
Right.
And who can dress and look good.
And that's the thing. Like models that are that size, like I'm not going to lie, I've been kind of envious of that, because they can wear more. Than I can, but I guess that's like a challenge that I like to accept with myself, because I am kind of an average guy, and I like to see what options I can mix together that fit my build, and that others can, you know, that are kind of my build and the same, can mix together and create their own looks for themselves. So that's fun.
Well, that's amazing. I just love every minute of it, and then your videos are so good, and
thank you.
I'm jealous, because, you know, you have great lighting, you have great video, you've got it down now. You've totally got it down. So that's one reason I wanted to have you on as well, too, is to see you can do different content with underwear, and it doesn't have to be all underwear. You can mix it up. You can do different things. Yep. You can have amazing style and amazing underwear, and not just like me, have just amazing underwear. But yeah, so that's good. So what does your husband think of your Instagram channel now that it's picking up and going? Is he, obviously he's supportive since he was in the video with you.
Absolutely.
And so what does he think of all this new attention? And
he is my biggest cheerleader. Like he, cause he knows like I'm a very like animated. I'm a very, I'm a lot of things. I'm a very animated. I'm very sexual. I'm very like in tune with like my emotions, my creativity. Like I feel like I'm just an artistic free spirit. Mm-hmm. And he notices that and celebrates that for me. Cause I feel like a lot of couples, like they'll have, you know, somebody who's like me or somebody who's more like serious and just kind of like reserved a little bit. Well, that reserved person will want to bring that other person down, mm-hmm. and it doesn't work in the relationship, but he recognizes that in me and he celebrates it and he applauds me for it. Like he knows like he's the only man in my life. Like it's so funny because we've been together almost 6+ years and I feel closer to him now than I did like even 3 years ago. Like our relationship is so solid. Like there's just, I mean, there's nothing that's going to break that because of the intentional communication and trust and everything that we've set in place and that we talk about constantly. It's so important. But yeah, he's my biggest cheerleader and just celebrates me and just is so proud of what I'm doing. So that warms my heart that he loves that.
That's awesome though, because you have so many partners who would be like, oh, why are you doing that? That's just crazy. You don't need to be showing off so much.
Right.
But that just shows how good he is and how secure he is in with himself to know that, okay, this is a creative outlet.
Right. So. And that's exactly what he says. He's like, I'm so glad that you're able to express yourself this way and doing the things that you love to do. And yeah, he just, I think it's made our relationship stronger.
That's good to hear, because a lot of people, especially when you tell them you love underwear, it's kind of like, you like, what?
Yeah.
And it's like, please, there are worse things to like.
Right.
So I was like, and we have a lot of guys who show off online and do stuff and their partner doesn't know or doesn't approve. And it's like, oh, that's too much drama. I can't know.
Exactly. And it's like, for us, we, like I said, we're an open book with each other. So like, I'll show him messages that people have sent me. Like, I don't want it. I'm not the type of person that keeps anything from my soulmate. Like, I want him to know everything. I want him to see, like, what exactly is going on so he doesn't have anything to question with me. So I think being open with him and, you know, us having that communication has definitely helped, too.
Oh, I could probably see you going, look at this message.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you get some doozies, so.
Oh, I do.
Because underwear boys get it, and I'm sure you get it just as much.
But at the same time, like, I'm glad people, like, not that I respond or, like, engage in that at all. Because, like, you know, people, I have boundaries with my relationship and stuff. But I'm glad that people, like, are expressing themselves, like, relating to my content and, like, getting something from it. Whether it be, like, a sexual release or an emotional release or whatever it may be. Like, everybody's just, I feel like everybody's just free to, like, be themselves, and we're all so, I feel like people feel so like restricted and like there should be like all these cautionary things around us, but I'm like, everybody's free to express themselves and needs to express themselves how they see fit. Now there are times where I've had people like say very crude and other things, and I just don't respond. Like, I don't feel like I need to respond because I don't want to engage, because that's what they're wanting. They're wanting me to engage with that and then continue the conversation. And I just don't do that. So I do have boundaries. So when that boundary is crossed, like, I just don't even respond. So
smart. Yeah. Because your content is very much PG rated, as if we had to put a rating on it. because you're right. Underwear, it's not like, oh, look at me, I'm in underwear. It's like, okay, we start off in underwear, we go from there.
Right.
And part of my fascination is that every time you do a video, I was like, what underwear is he wearing this time? Because you always go through it, I'm like, boxer briefs, trunks, what? And then lots of bikinis and thongs, and I'm like, whoa.
Yep.
He knows his underwear. Good.
All over the spectrum.
But that's a good thing, though, when you enjoy everything. I'm branching out more and more as I get older. So I appreciate a lot more now. The only thing I don't wear is boxers, but everyone in our audience knows. I just know.
I will wear boxers, like, if I'm, like, on vacation somewhere, like at a cabin or by a fire or something, and I'm just, like, drinking my coffee. Like, I'll just be wearing my boxers with my coffee. But mostly, no, I don't wear them most of the time. Just every occasionally.
That's the appropriate time to wear boxers, yes.
Right. And they have to be, like, very soft and very, like, I guess I can... Like, I'm just, like, free-balling, I guess.
Pretty much is
a good term. Like, I want to be able to flop around freely and just be fine with it. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing is, it's like, why are you even wearing underwear if you're going to wear boxers?
Right.
Because there's no support, there's no nothing. And it's like, hello, here I am. But
sometimes that could be fun.
Well, that can be fun. It has its time and place, but it's usually not under a pair of pants because
that's true.
It
always exactly
bunches up, and you're like,
yes,
oh Jesus,
yeah, I hate never this. Under a pair of pants.
No, by themselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But you know, when you're sitting across from your partner at a cabin in a club chair, and you just kind of show that little bit,
exactly. It can lead to some fun. That's perfect. Outside of that,
that's a good time to wear boxers. Outside of that, don't wear them.
I agree 100%. That's got my stamp of approval, very much so. I'm glad you feel the same, because we have people who get on me every time I mention boxers. I'm like, calm down. I hate them. I've worn them once under jeans. I did not like it at all.
There's a time and place, but a very limited place.
Yes, limited place. Yes. So is there anything fun coming up you can tease, or anything coming up on your channel? Because today was just blown away, because I was like,
oh, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, right now we're moving back to Nashville in August. So this year is mainly focusing on listing our house here in Chattanooga, getting everything, like, we're kind of about to start, like, spring cleaning and slowly packing some things up so we can put the house on the market. So it's about to get crazy. We do have a trip planned at the end of the year and in April, and possibly a few more trips coming this year. So I hope I can, you know, create some more great content for you guys as the year goes on, and create some more outfits and show you guys some more amazing underwear.
Well, I think you will. I am not scared at all. It'll sound like it'll be difficult with everything going on in the time, but, you know, I think you make amazing stuff, and I'm hooked, because anytime one comes across my screen, I'm like, ooh, what is it today?
Yeah.
So I'm very happy, and it gives me tons of ideas, and I save a ton of your, hit the save on Instagram with a ton of your videos, because I'm like, I'm going to come back and look at this later. I'm going to come back and see if I can pull something off similar to this.
Yeah.
Or some other ones where I'm like, I really like what he's wearing, but, you know, I don't think that would work. But I'm really jealous, too, because I'm like, I wish I could wear that. And I'm like, no.
Even if it's just like mixing, like, or, you know, matching the same colors, but maybe not the same, like, outfit per se, you could always wear, like, the same color pattern. Like, if you connect with the colors that I'm wearing, you could always mix and match that to your liking.
True.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll be in touch. So, because when I go shopping, I'm gonna be like, okay, who do I need to buy? What's good? What's not? Let's
exactly
get some good stuff going here, because.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I do have, I actually have a lot of new underwear coming in. So that's, you know, some new pieces will be making an appearance. So that should be pretty fun. I tried them on today, and yeah, they're fun.
Well, I look forward to hearing and seeing all about those soon, especially in the video. So Because it always just amazed me. Because when I first saw you, I thought, oh, he probably likes just, you know, classic underwear. Because that's all I saw. And then I saw the thong and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Yep. Back that up. That is a thong.
Literally.
And I'm like, then I saw the Elance and then I saw a bunch of other stuff. And I'm like, oh, he likes everything. So good.
I sure do. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned because he will have some amazing stuff coming. Trust me. If you don't follow him already, you need to. Speaking of that, where can they follow you online?
So if you go to my Instagram, Stay Fox, I have a link in my bio. And I actually have, I just started like three or four weeks ago, I started an OnlyFans page. So I have more exclusive content there. And I also have a Patreon, which is some fun stuff. Not as spicy as the OnlyFans, but it's still good stuff. So.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay. Got me thinking now. Yeah. So go. As I get choked up. What a time to get choked up. Right when you say that. Thank you for coming on. Oh, my God. Now that I can talk again. Something just happened. And I had to cough right when you did that. I was like, that was can have been perfectly more timed.
I timed that perfectly.
I was like, what in the world? But go follow him. You will not be disappointed on any platform he's on. Trust me. We hope to see more with the husband. Tell him he's amazing and he needs to come on more.
I sure will.
And follow us. You know the regular places to follow us before I get choked up again. So thank you again. And everyone have a great week. And we'll have a podcast for you soon. Bye, everybody.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you hear, consider supporting us at Patreon at patreon.com/UNBblog. Follow us on social media. You can follow the blog at UNBblog on Twitter and Instagram. Read the blog at UNBblog.com. Also, follow me if you like art or anything else fun in underwear at UNBTim on Instagram and also Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll have more podcasts at you very soon. Bye.